This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up? What's happening? Welcome inside 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, Team 980 as well. And we're always live and free on the Odyssey app. You're tapped into the youngest in charge at L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 1 o'clock. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, will take over from there. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. You can keep the conversation going with me off air as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. A lot to get to over the next 3 hours. Me and you. And our guy Bennett behind the glass taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. So I was getting ready for the show this morning, and I saw an Adam Schefter tweet that honestly reminded me where things sit. It's June 29th. There's not a lot of news. I'll tell you how a quick story here. So I got a text, and I wonder if anybody else in our industry deals with things like this. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, because it doesn't bother me at all. I got a text from one of my friend's dad at 4:06 in the morning, this morning, saying, please tell me that this news about our man Scary Terry being traded isn't true. So I see this, and it wakes me up because I had my sound on for some reason, because I wanted to hear my alarm this morning, obviously. And I go, and I immediately, like, search Terry McLaurin's name in Twitter because I'm thinking, well, what the hell happened? Did Terry get traded overnight while I was asleep? Obviously, the team and McLaurin right now in a pretty interesting contract dispute, and we'll talk about that. Albert Breer of the MMQB gave a little bit of insight over Friday during his article. In his mailbag that he does every week, he gave some insight on where things currently stand between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin when it comes to the contract negotiation process. But to get that text at 4 o'clock this morning, for about 90 seconds, I thought Terry McLaurin got traded this morning. I'll be very honest and transparent about it. I was frantic. And I initially thought, maybe I should have my alarm set for about 8:30 this morning. I also thought, well, maybe if Terry McLaurin gets traded, I could probably sleep in a little bit longer because I'm sure that's what the show will be about for the entire 3 hours that we're on the air. But I have no clue what my friend's dad was talking about. don't know if he maybe had a late night. Maybe he had a bad dream. The Commander fans out there have nightmares about Terry McLaurin getting traded. I know Kevin Sheehan brought up a very interesting trade last week, and all of you bit on the bait. It was Sheehan bait. That's what I call that. Sheehan bait. He posed the question, which is honestly, when I initially read it, I knew what Sheehan was going to say. I knew what the general public was going to say. Because a lot of you all have surgically attached burgundy and gold pom-poms attached to you because you can't look at this team biased, objectively rather. A lot of you are extremely biased in how you look at this group. The scenario was this. If the Commanders couldn't come up with a deal for McLaurin this offseason and they chose to trade him and the Steelers offered you T.J. Watt for Terry McLaurin, Sheehan posed the question, would you do it? Very simple question. Either a yes or no. Would you prefer Terry or T.J. Watt? In the event that you can't come to an agreement on an extension, would you potentially move him for T.J. Watt? And I knew immediately what the responses were going to be, and you all let me down. I love Terry McLaurin as much as the next man. If the Pittsburgh Steelers, if Omar Khan and company pick up the phone and call Adam Peters and ask, hey, can we get Terry McLaurin in exchange for T.J. Watt? I would do it in a heartbeat. But I know how you all think. Everyone's got a love and an affinity for the guy. This is the thing about fandom in pro sports, especially when it's a stand-up guy like Terry and when it's a guy like Terry that's been through a lot with an organization. And then last year you finally see him get a quarterback and you go, boom, he could have been this throughout the entirety of his career. We have a soft spot for Terry. I don't have a soft spot for Terry when it comes to acquiring T.J. Watt, who is, at worst, the third best defensive player in all the NFL. So that's how my morning started. 4:06 a.m., I had a text from my friend's dad saying, please tell me that this news about our man Scary being traded isn't true. And not only he didn't just leave it at that, he put the question mark explanation point combo. So he was thoroughly questioning what happened. Shout out to Twitter, though. Shout out to Twitter. So I did get on Twitter. I didn't find it. After about 2 minutes of me looking, I said, okay, this probably didn't happen. Because if it did happen, it'd be at the top of my timeline. I've got my tweet notifications on for every NFL insider, from Rappaport to Breer to Jeremy Fowler. I want to be in the know. I want to be in the know. Speaking of Terry McLaurin, he was actually in the DMV area yesterday. He was a guest at the CSA shows, which is a sports autograph and memorabilia show, out at the Dulles Expo Center yesterday. He was signing autographs for fans and taking pictures. So Terry is in the area, which would make me think, okay, maybe contract negotiations are going on right now. We'll give you the latest on Terry and the status of his contract negotiations as we roll throughout the hour here. Albert Breer, the MMQB, gave a little bit of insight on Friday during his fan mailbag, where he just, answers random tweets. Always a lot of good information in there, but it's rare that you get a Commander's Nugget. This week's Commander's Nugget was about Terry McLaurin and where things currently stand. We'll get to that coming up momentarily. The other thing I noticed on Twitter, as I was looking this morning at, 4:40, to see if Terry got traded, I also saw an Adam Schefter tweet, and it has something to do with the Commanders as well. They were featured in the tweet. It was that second matchup later in the season between Washington and the New York Giants, and the caption on the picture, it was a picture of Jaden Daniels mid-play dropping back, and it was a freeze frame of the offensive line and the defensive line battling. Jaden Daniels was in the shot as well. But the caption is what really has me thinking and what really honestly excited me this morning. if you think about what June 29th normally represents in a football offseason. It may be doom and gloom right now. It may feel like we're a long way away from having any meaningful football conversation, but we're 10 Sundays away from the first Sunday of the NFL regular season. So as far as it may seem, from us getting good football, real football, we're only 10 Sundays away. And I'll even take it a step further. We're like 3 weeks out, 4 weeks out from the start of training camp. So before you know it, we'll be right back in the football season. You'll hear the sound of the cleats crackling on the concrete as guys walk out of the locker room. You'll smell the freshly cut grass. It'll be hot as hell outside. Football season, so close. 10 Sundays away, as Adam Schefter mentioned earlier this morning on his social media. We will take a spin around the National Football League a little bit later on in the show with some of the best audio from this NFL offseason, including some ESPN insiders' thoughts on two pretty interesting quarterback situations in the NFL. J.J. McCarthy with the Minnesota Vikings. When I look at quarterback situations in the NFL that really are going to determine whether or not a team makes the playoffs or not, I think the situation in Minnesota is as sticky of a situation that exists right now in the NFL. I know what the Vikings did last year with Sam Darnold, and it was a 14-15 win team. I've said it all offseason. I thought Aaron Rodgers should have been the guy this year in Minnesota. You give McCarthy another year, you let him get healthy, you let his body improve and mature, and then you try and build off of last year's 14-15 win season. They didn't do that. They handed the keys to the franchise over to a guy that has zero career starts, obviously, because he was a rookie last year, but doesn't have a whole lot of experience. Really didn't participate a lot during the offseason either. What people are excited about with J.J. McCarthy is how he looked in a preseason game. That's the only game tape that Minnesota had on him last year in their system, in their building in the National Football League, was a preseason game. So forgive me for having skepticism about what could potentially be next year at the quarterback position for the Minnesota Vikings. And I think the rest of that team is actually pretty damn good. I really do. I think the rest of that team is actually pretty damn good. I do. I just think that situation, the situation in Indy at quarterback, the situation in New York with the Giants at quarterback, all of those situations, the man under center is going to be in control of what happens. The man under center will determine directly whether or not those teams make the playoffs or not. And not every team is like that. Some teams are actually well-built. Some teams are actually well-built and have the ability to get mediocre quarterback play and still win. Not those teams. One other thing we'll get to here throughout the show as well. Like I said, just me and you. No guests, just your calls at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Also looked up in the calendar and noticed this. NBA free agency, just a couple of days away. Just a couple of days away. And when it comes to free agency, I think this year in the NBA, free agency may not be super wild, but I do think the trade market is going to be wild. And we saw late last night at about 9:30, the Wizards pulling off a trade. They added another wing. The Wizards and the Thunder on the phone. Dylan Jones in a second-round pick coming to Washington. Dylan Jones was the number 24 overall pick in the 2024 draft. So a rookie last year for the Thunder that didn't really get any playing time. Comes here to Washington, and they'll see what he's got. They'll throw him in the mix and let him compete to make a roster, to make the roster here in D.C. But the first thing I initially thought was, damn, they traded for another wing. There is a massive logjam right now that the Wizards have on the perimeter at the wing spot. And I think it kind of comes down to what Will Dawkins said at season's end in the media availability. Look, we're going to challenge each guy to get better this summer and then let them come back and compete. They will determine who makes the roster. And he said it's going to be a tough training camp. High competition level. Guys are going to be getting after it. But he understands it. They built the roster this way on purpose. They're at a point right now where they're trying to see who's going to stick and who's just here to fill minutes and eat minutes. That's what this year is about. Because you're going to stink once more. You got to have your first-round pick, earn your first-round pick from the New York Knicks. That's top eight protected. So you got to be in the lottery. You got to stink. And next year, if you can identify some members of your core this year, and then you add A.J. DeBonsta or one of the Boozer twins or Darren Peterson next year, then maybe you're able to start competing. But we're still a little bit of ways away from that. NBA free agency gets underway, I believe, and then don't quote me on this, because I'm trying to find the exact start for you. Well, I believe it starts tonight or tomorrow night. So NBA free agency officially starts tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern time. At that time, teams can begin negotiating with free agents from other teams. Players can't officially sign deals until July the 6th. And we've seen that over the past 5 or 6 years. Guys agree to terms with a team on the 30th when the free agency period opens. And then by the time it's officially time to put pen to paper about a week later, they've reneged and, you know, basically left teams stranded. Always an exciting part of free agency to me because these guys can do what the hell they want. That's the beautiful part about pro sports. They have the luxury of not being really loyal to anybody. But once you sign, you're signed. NBA free agency gets underway tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I don't expect the Washington Wizards to be too active during free agency, but at some point they're going to have to add somebody in this front court. Right now, the guys in the front court are Tristan Vukovic, Alex Czar, Rashawn Holmes, and Anthony Gill. Got to get some more girth down low. They will. Just don't know if it'll happen in free agency, and I don't know how much money they'll actually throw towards it. A lot more to get to as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday morning right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You're tapped into the youngest in charge. I know Willingham will take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will dive into Albert Breer's fan mailbag that he did on Friday morning. He had some thoughts on Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders, where things currently stand with that contract negotiation. We'll tell you that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Still the fan. 36-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore. BTP, you're tapped into the youngest in charge. And O. Willingham will take you up to 1 o'clock here on this Sunday morning and afternoon as we take you around the DMV. We will get into NBA free agency coming up a little bit later on in the show. As I mentioned, to start things, NBA free agency underway tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I don't know if we'll see a lot of player movement in free agency, but I do know the trade market in the NBA set to be absolutely bonkers. So make sure you keep your eyes peeled for that. Nats baseball comes your way a little bit later on this afternoon as well, as the fellas wrapping up their West Coast road trip. They're out in Anaheim taking on the L.A. Angels. In Anaheim taking on the Los Angeles Angels. West Coast Nats have been tonight where they drove in 15 runs, which was a season high. So they do get some credit from me for that. Josh Bell, the lone national to homer, his 11th of the season. Luis Garcia drove in 2 runs. Josh Bell drove in 3 runs. Nathaniel Lowe drove in 2. Excuse me, Dave Jagler, that coming on right after the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. Now, we'll talk about the Nats a little bit later on in the show. In more detail, because something we asked Friday night that we didn't even really get to, and I wonder how relevant it is to you all. James Wood, being on the West Coast, playing against the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium, playing against the Padres at Petco, and seeing the reaction of the fans when their team does something good, I would have to think that if for James Wood, and you're contemplating whether or not you're going to resign here in a couple of years, fan attendance, fan support, got to be a part of it. James Wood has been the best outfielder in the National League this year, yet he is 8th in MLB All-Star fan voting. Why? Because this Nats fan base is completely apathetic. So much so that his first full season in the majors that has been he's been on an absolute tear. He's not even getting the credit for it, and he may get snubbed from the All-Star game in Atlanta because the fan base here just doesn't care. So the lack of fan support in the All-Star voting in combination with the lack of fan support at the ballpark, do you think that influences whether or not James Wood would want to sign here, or do you think it's purely a baseball decision? That's the question. That'll be what's interesting for me moving forward. Now, obviously, the Nats, after spending nine straight games away from Nats Park, come back next week. interesting dynamic, and I wonder how much it actually impacts our guy James Wood. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. As I mentioned, though, 10 Sundays away from football being back. Adam Schefter tweeted it out this morning. The Tampa Bay Bucks are the first actual team I'm seeing on social media to lean into this. They put out like a one-minute hype montage saying only 10 more Sundays till Buccaneers football is back. You can care less about Buccaneers football. We care about Commanders football. And one thing that is really going to set the tone for this summer and this season as well is whether or not this team can come to terms on a contract extension with one Terry McLaurin. We didn't see him show up to voluntary OTAs. We didn't see him show up to mandatory minicamp. And it feels like when it comes to the Terry McLaurin negotiation, I still am at a point where I'm at 80-20 is how I would put it. I think there's an 80% chance it gets done. There's a 20% chance it doesn't. But all in all, I don't think it's some foregone conclusion that it gets done. And I guess my percentages kind of tell you that. I expect it to get done. I think it's an 80% chance it does get done. But there is that 20%. And I think the interesting part with me is I know how these negotiations go. It is the Commander's job to tell Buddy Baker and Terry McLaurin's representation why they shouldn't pay him. And that's why these things get messy. And I wonder, since we haven't heard a whole lot, I wonder if things are getting messy right now. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will let you hear from Albert Breer of the MMQB. He joined Grant and Danny earlier this month and gave an update on Terry McLaurin's contract extension. He just gave another one yesterday, or on Friday rather, during his MMQB fan mailbag. The latest on Terry McLaurin and where contract negotiations stand between him and the Commanders next here on The Fan.
Yeah, I don't think it's in a great place right now, if you ask me, like, where this is. And I think it's just sort of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I hate to say normal course of things, but I do think to some degree these things do get bumpy. And I think they've gotten bumpier as the market's exploded over the last couple of years with the cap going up as fast as it has. And so, if you're Terry McLaurin, I think you look at it and you're saying, like, you don't even come to me with anything that doesn't start with a 3, you know what I mean, per year. And I think it's fair of him to ask for something in that range just based on where the market's gone. Obviously last year, Justin Jefferson gets 35 and CeeDee Lamb gets 34. But like, I'd say the real comp is probably DK Metcalf, who, he gets traded to Pittsburgh and he gets 33 per year on a 4-year deal. So, I think those comps are out there and, I think they will eventually get something done. Terry, and you guys know this, you don't need me to tell you, Terry's too important to what they've built there. But sometimes these things can get a little messy along the way, and that's sort of where we are right now. Yeah.
That is Albert Breer, the MMQB. He joined Grant and Danny earlier this month, about 3 weeks ago, and that was his thoughts on the Terry McLaurin extension at that point, saying, look, things are a little rocky right now. And no one took it with any real, like, validity. No one put any really, really gave any credence to what Breer said because – the panic level of folks was not high then. I immediately came on that night and said, hold on. When one of the most trusted NFL insiders, one of the most respected NFL insiders tells you that contract negotiations are bumpy, guess what they are? Bumpy. And it kind of goes to prove what I've been saying this entire time about this negotiation from McLaurin. It is not your traditional negotiation. There are a lot of hurdles that got to be cleared. And it's unique because of the timing, because of how McLaurin played last year, and then the current state of the wide receiver market, as Albert Breer was kind of alluding to, right? CeeDee Lamb gets 34 per year last year. Justin Jefferson gets 35 per year. But as Breer said, I agree. I do think the starting point for a Terry McLaurin extension has to be the framework and the parameters of that DK Metcalf deal that was signed earlier this offseason when he got traded to Pittsburgh. Like, Terry shouldn't ask for anything less. If I'm the Commanders, that is the starting point for this negotiation. But like I said about these negotiations, they're messy. It is the Commanders' job to look Terry's representation in the face and tell them why he's not good enough. That was from June the 5th, that audio that we came back from break with. This is Albert Breer on Friday in his MMQB fan mailbag. So Jay Daniels MVP on Twitter wrote this question asking, any word on the Terry McLaurin extension? And Albert Breer responds as follows. Brandon, they have a lot of work to do. I'd expect that work will pick up again when the league comes back from break in a few weeks. But it's still not in a great place. So we'll see what happens. There's plenty of time to get something done. Oh, boy. When I read that, I immediately thought, oh, boy. Because the reality of the situation is this. We don't really know what's going on. Things have been whisper quiet from the Commander's camp, from Terry McLaurin's camp, when it comes to where these negotiations currently stand. Now, we did technically hear from McLaurin's camp during mandatory minicamp when that Jordan Schultz report came out saying that, Terry is frustrated where the negotiations stand at this point. And Terry had every right to be frustrated. Here's the thing. I don't know if that came from Terry or if that came from Buddy Baker. And the other thing is this. This is why these negotiations are messy. Terry is probably, more times than not a part of those conversations. More likely than not, Terry is being told what Buddy Baker tells him. And Buddy Baker could frame these negotiations any which way he wants to in terms of, Are the Commanders playing fair in these negotiations? Are the Commanders slighting Terry McLaurin during these negotiations? And if you're Buddy Baker, you go back and you tell Terry how things are going, and he tells you, and Buddy Baker tells Terry, yeah, they think you, they think that you're not as good in contested catch situations. They don't think you're as good against number one corners. Like, that'll be all a part of it. And you wonder, will Terry and his camp be frustrated by things like that? Will they look at it as disrespect? The bottom line is this. Whether fans are comfortable admitting it or not, it is far from a foregone conclusion that Terry McLaurin gets a deal done. And think about it like this. When I think about the track record of San Francisco, because Adam Peters is the one making decisions here now. He comes from San Fran. Traditionally, that team drags out their negotiations. Think about the Bosa contract. Think about the Brandon Ayuk contract. Both of those things didn't get signed. Ayuk last year, I think it was like a month into training camp before he signed. Bosa got signed right before week one. Is that a possibility here with this Terry McLaurin contract? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Because I'm starting to think it is. I'm starting to think it is. And here is where things can get very, very tricky. This is why Terry has all of the leverage. The Commanders don't have a legitimate number one receiver behind Terry McLaurin. And when you think about what happened to Noah Brown, and you think about where this receiving corps currently stands, the Commanders need Terry McLaurin, obviously, right? It's your leading receiver from a year ago. You want him to be a part of this thing. But at some point, Adam Peters and company, if you're going to get the deal done, get the deal done. The longer this drags out, the longer this is a distraction, the more negative impact it's going to have. And I think Terry wants to be here. I just think Terry wants to be, fairly compensated. I don't think this is some situation where Terry is looking elsewhere and has wandering eyes. I don't think that's the case at all. I think Terry wants to be a Commander for life. I also think that Terry wants to get rewarded based off of him putting up career numbers last year. The other ugly part about this, and it's the ugly truth, is while Terry has up front, the Commanders have the real leverage. The Commanders have the real leverage. They can use the franchise tag on Terry McLaurin this year. Right? They can make Terry show up. And Terry can show up or not, take out an insurance policy, come play, whatever. Let's say he does show up and he has a subpar year where he deals with injuries, things of that nature. If the Commanders and Terry's representation still can't come to terms to a deal, they can franchise tag him twice. They can use that tag at their disposal twice. And as we sit here right now, like I said, I give it an 80-20. In terms of the percentages, 80% chance it gets done, 20% chance it doesn't get done. But as we sit here on June the 29th, and I'm reading you, you know, a quote from Albert Breer and where he is hearing that things are, it doesn't make me feel good as a fan. This is once again, Albert Breer said this about Terry's contract. I'd expect, he said, quote, they have a lot of work to do. I'd expect that work will pick up again when the league comes back from break in a few weeks, but it's still not in a great place. So we'll see what happens. There's plenty of time to get something done. It just frustrates me because, realistically speaking, when he's talking about when they come back from break in a couple of weeks, that's the start of training camp. I don't need Terry McLaurin missing training camp. I need him and Jaden Daniels to have that rapport built and for them to pick up where they left off last year. I get Terry wants his money. I get the Commanders have to give out a contract that's team-friendly. But at some point, man, forget all of that. What about how you're going to capitalize off of last year? You can't do it without Terry. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Are you at all concerned that you haven't heard anything on the Terry McLaurin front. And the only thing you are hearing at this point is that there's a lot of work to do and that it's still not in a great place. Are you concerned about the Commanders' ability to sign Terry McLaurin to a long-term extension? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Elijah is in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Elijah?
Yo, what's going on, Linnell?
How you doing?
I'm not super concerned. Pretty good, bro. I'm not super concerned because Adam Peters' track record, just when he was with San Francisco, his ability to sign and re-sign blue-chip players. So I feel like he isn't going to fumble that moment. I'm kind of glad there isn't a whole bunch going on in the public, because a lot of those conversations it happens behind scenes anyway. So they're tight-lipped about everything, you know. So I expect them to be the same way about this and how they're planning to go about this. As you alluded to, number one receivers don't just grow on trees, and obviously his skill set and his mental makeup and how he keeps this offense together, from the, structurally, how he keeps your offense flowing and proper depth, certain stuff that you just have to have. And I don't think you want to get too close to the season and trying to get a number one receiver, not just to play the nuances. That position is a very timed and nuances and positioning. There's so much that goes into being a number one and being a number one for this team and this particular offense. So I'm curious to see how time goes on. Somebody's going to get pressed to make a decision. You know, that's a beautiful thing about time. And if you're trying to get a championship, there isn't time for certain situations. So they're going to have to show what they're going to do sooner or later. You right? So
just get it done. Like, if you're going to do it, do it. If not,
do it. Yeah.
What's next? See, I don't want to play this game where we're talking about Terry's contract during training camp. Do you think it gets done by camp?
I mean, I would like it to. It's tough for me to say it does because, I mean, we just don't know yet. And I think the knock, or not necessarily a knock, or the thing that makes it maybe a little bit difficult, even he's outplayed, you know, you can't ask more of Terry. There isn't another thing that I think you can ask of him in moments that he took, you know, he was able to keep the team together, or certain moments. I'm like, no, you need this guy. But they didn't draft him, or certain moments that just make it, it's almost like you have to try to look at the whole coin and look at the few. It's like, okay,
I think they're playing a dangerous game right now when it comes to Terry McLaurin.
What do we need
from
him?
The risk of pissing Terry McLaurin off, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Elijah, I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067. Albert Breer on Friday in his MMQB fan mailbag said that the negotiations between Terry and the Commanders are still not in a good place. Are you at all concerned about where things stand right now in these contract negotiations? And do you think it gets done by the start of training camp? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go out to Jesse. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Jesse?
How's it going, bro?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Good. Yeah, I am concerned, and I feel like, okay, they always tell us that the Commanders are all for one for all, and everybody buys in, everyone shows up for training camp. Then why don't you go ahead and pay the man and get this done?
I think it's a fair point and a fair question to ask. What is the holdup here? Is it over a couple of million dollars? Is the couple million dollars worth the potential distraction that comes over this team?
Absolutely.
That's the question.
You don't want to piss this guy off. He's the perfect Commander on and off the field. And that's what you preach about, the type of people that you pick. So what is the problem?
I hear you 100%. Jesse, we appreciate your call as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, more of your calls. The Washington Commanders and Terry McLaurin in a difficult spot right now when it comes to their contract negotiations, according to Albert Breer of the MMQB. Are you at all concerned about where things stand in the negotiations? And then they'll make it a two-parter for you. Do you think this deal gets done by the start of training camp? Your call's next on The Fan.
Yeah, I don't think it's in a great place right now. If you ask me, like, where this is, and I think it's just sort of the, you know, I hate to say normal course of things, but I do think to some degree these things do get bumpy, and I think they've gotten bumpier as the market's exploded over the last couple of years with the cap going up as fast as it has. And so, you know, if you're Terry McLaurin, I think you look at it and you're saying, like, you don't even come to me with anything that doesn't start with a three. You know what I mean? Per year. And I think it's fair of him to ask for something in that range just based on where the market's gone. You know, obviously last year, Justin Jefferson gets 35 and, you know, and CeeDee Lamb gets 34. But like, I'd say the real comp is probably DK Metcalf, who, he gets traded to Pittsburgh and he gets 33 per year on a 4-year deal. So, you know, I think those comps are out there, and, you know, I think they will eventually get something done. Terry, and you guys know this, you don't need me to tell you, Terry's too important to what they've built there. But sometimes these things can get a little messy along the way, and that's sort of where we are right now.
Yeah. That is longtime NFL insider Albert Breer of the MMQB. He joined Grant and Danny 24 days ago on June the 5th, and that's what he had to say about where things stood between McLaurin and the Commanders when it came to this contract extension. We got an update from Breer this past Friday in his MMQB fan mailbag. He had this to say about any word on a McLaurin extension. He said, quote, they have a lot of work to do. I expect that work will pick up again when the league comes back from break in a few weeks, but it's still not in a great place, so we'll see what happens. There's plenty of time to get something done. Taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. We're now a month away from the start of training camp, and there's still nothing on the Terry McLaurin contract front. Are you at all concerned about where things stand between the team and McLaurin? And then do you think a deal gets done by the start of training camp? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. This, honestly, I feel like fans are delusional when it comes to this Terry McLaurin negotiation. I think fans don't think it's a realistic possibility that he gets traded or that a deal doesn't get done. I think you all out there feel like there's no shot that it happens. That's how oblivious some of you are. That's how biased some of you are. We have no clue the way this negotiation is going. And all I'm hearing, because things have been whisper quiet, the only thing I continue to hear, and this is from Albert Breer, who, say what you want about how tight-lipped the Commanders organization is, they spoon-feed information to who they want to spoon-feed information to. And Albert Breer can talk to Buddy Baker, the agent, and get his side of the negotiations as well. Things aren't good if Albert Breer says they aren't good. Point blank, period. He has been doing this for a long time and understands the ins and outs of contract negotiations. So you can be biased and cry about it all you want, but the bottom line is this. The negotiating phase right now, the contract negotiations between Terry and the Commanders are not in a good spot. Will they get in a good spot by the time training camp rolls around? That's the question. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Sean is in Winchester, wants to chime in. What's going on, Sean?
What's going on, youngest in charge?
What's going on, brother?
No, man, I was just saying to the other cat that, you know, that it should have been the first thing. You know, I believe it or not, I've never owned a professional football team. But after we lost to the Eagles, why wouldn't that have been like the first thing? You know, we give them a lot of credit, Peters and Quinn, when they got, yeah, you know, bought into the, you know, why did they do that like the first thing and then start the off season? You know what I mean? Because that's what I would have done. You know, I played Madden before. I would have signed him, gotten out of the way, and then you wouldn't have all this for stuff, sure, going on right now. But if they do let it go south and something happens to McLaurin, they're going to lose a lot of street cred. You know what,
well,
I mean?
That's as the far thing, as, and that's the other part that I want to add to this conversation, Sean. Does it look bad on Adam Peters and company for not getting it done? Because the one thing that we haven't talked about enough, and we'll do it coming up in the 11 o'clock hour as well, there are two sides to a negotiation. Point blank. There are two sides in a negotiation.
I agree, man. So if they let it go south.
All we're hearing right now is that Terry and them are upset with each other. The Commanders could have offered Terry a deal.
It better be a good trade. That's all I got to say. They better have a TJ Watt or something like that to replace McClure,
if it actually
man.
Happens, yeah. I definitely,
y'all have a good day.
You too, man. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll continue to roll through these calls. Albert Breer of the MMQB on Friday in his MMQB fan mailbag, once again doubling down on the fact that the contract negotiations between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin, not in a good place. Are you concerned about their ability to get Terry signed? And do you think it gets done by the start of training camp? That's next there on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.